Just a foot or more of sea level rise would make the historic downtown, St. Augustine's economic lifeblood, dangerously vulnerable to regular or so-called nuisance flooding. The vulnerability assessment, drafted through a partnership between the State Department of Economic Opportunity and NOAA, finds that rather moderate sea level rise would affect 20 to 50% of the historic district by the 2040s at earliest or 2100 at the latest. Unfortunately, City Public Works Director Martha Graham says that's a wide range.
Well, I think the biggest surprise, I guess, is the fact that we really don't know how much or how soon.
With 1.5 feet of sea level rise, 30% of the city's road network will be affected by regular flooding, shifting from occasional to frequent road closures. That type of scenario would also see 60% of the city's archaeological zones affected, and 2 feet of rising tides would leave 50% of the city's bridges vulnerable to nuisance flooding. Graham says the city is already working through a plan to harden its defenses against flooding using the vulnerability assessment, but the uncertainty that still exists presents a particular problem for St. Augustine's engineers.
Because as an engineer, we design to a design condition. You have a design year, you know what capacity or what you're designing for, and we really don't know.
You can read the full report and the city's adaptation plan at wjctnews.org. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.